Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with cast members of the Columbus Spring Play about their upcoming performances this weekend.
So first of all, can you please give me your name, grade level, and your role in the play?
My name is Jeremy Hiroba, and I am playing Fred in the play.
I am Brayden Rickard. I am playing Marlon the dog.
My name is Mia Gonzalez, and I am playing the mom in the play.
My name is Ashton Burtonhagen, and I play Natilla Man, John, and Justin Green.
My name is Kate Storm. I'm an 8th grader, and I play Barney, who is the friend.
I'm Henry Hinks. I'm in 9th grade, and I do the lights.
Okay. So can one of you please tell me what this year's production is going to be and a little summary about it?
This year's play is called An Absolute True Story Told by a Bunch of Lying Liars. So this play is about a mom and a dad who's trying to figure out who broke the vase between their two children, two friends, and their dog. They're trying to figure out who broke the vase out of everybody. But in the end, seems like nobody's telling the truth.
How long have you been involved in theater? For some of you, is this your first time? Have some of you been involved in it for a while? And can you tell me what inspired you to come out for the play this year?
I've been in drama for 3 years. I was inspired by my siblings because they were my role models, and I wanted to be just like them. I started off as a backstage crewman, working the curtains and kind of a little bit of the lights in 6th grade. And then I grew a little bit in the interest of playing the role as a character.
I started in 7th grade because I feel like it'd be fun for me. And I started off as backstage, and now I started to try out as a dog.
I have been in drama for 6 years. I actually started in 6th grade when we weren't supposed to, but I ended up in the play anyway. What made me want to go is when I first stepped on that stage, I really loved it at first, and I loved the acting, so I kept pursuing what I liked.
I've been in drama for 2 years now, and I originally joined because I had a lot of friends encouraging me to, and I was also really inspired by the art of it, like musicals and other plays that I've seen other people do.
This is my first year actually in the high school plays and junior high plays, but I've been in plays throughout elementary school and I had roles in those. But what inspired me is the arts and performing has always been a big driving passion in my life, and I've always really enjoyed the attention of the stage, and I've always enjoyed performing and putting on a show for others.
I've been in theater for 2 years. I joined because a friend just asked me to, and I just had nothing better to do.
Now, if there are people who are listening to this, whether they're at Columbus or another school, and they're also interested in getting involved in theater, do any of you have any advice that you would give to them as people who have all done it?
Don't be afraid to do it. Give it a shot, because you will eventually find a role. Whether it's backstage or acting, you'll find a place and you'll enjoy it.
It's okay to have stage fright at first, because eventually every actor can get stage fright. It is normal, but if you really enjoy it, I suggest you pursue it.
Do you have any tips or anything that's worked for you when it comes to overcoming stage fright?
I look at the other actors, because when I see them, I think of family. Like, they are other family members. How I would normally act is how I act on stage. It's how I would think about it. Like, if I add anything, it's because that's how I would act in real life.
Definitely don't be scared to just wing it, because we've all been at different levels, and it's completely okay to be at a low level. We're not judging here.
Being on stage is definitely not for everyone, and like being the center of attention isn't something that everyone likes and enjoys. So there's always a spot for everyone on stage or backstage, lights and sound. So I think that people should give it a try and realize that you can find your place within the play.
It is really good just to get to know people. it's not that really intense, because if you're joining backstage, you can do a bunch of stuff that's not really in the spotlight. But if you do want to get into like the spotlight, you can choose maybe like the dog, for example. You're in there for a short time, but not talking.
But as we start to wrap up, if people haven't purchased a ticket yet to come see this production, what's your pitch? What is your message to anyone for why they should come see this production?
It's funny and it's entertaining, and it maybe could interest you into joining.
It's a good way to come and support the student body and recognize all the hard work and dedication that us students have put into this production, and realize that it's a big part of our lives. And also, like Jeremy said, it's a fun play and something that people may enjoy.
And how much work has gone into this? When did the rehearsals and auditions and things start?
Early January up to now. I'm sure that other people have put more time into the thought process before that started.
Yeah, it was rocky at first because there was lines we had to cut out. There was a lot of rewriting, but we were able to make it work. So this play is going to be really good, and I hope people can see it.
Yeah, and all of us last year drama kids were really worried there wasn't going to be drama this year because our last year's drama coach left, but we're really glad it's up and running again.
That was cast members of the Columbus Spring Play joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about their upcoming performances this weekend. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.